Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and the Root Work Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen Dee, and I'm back! Happy to be back, happy to be talking to you all. I want to thank all of my listeners, all of my followers, all the ones that, you know, just open get content. I thank everybody. Because that's what this show is all about. It's about insight. It's about educating. It's about learning. It's some of everything. I want to explain something first. No, I don't go right into content. I don't just focus on the witchcraft, the voodoo, all of the above. I don't just focus on those things because there are other things that's going on in this world that needs to be talked about. See, some of you listening in, and I have found that out, you listen in. No, you don't need to listen in. You want to see what's going to be posted so that you can listen that way and see if I'm talking about you. See, but you have to realize the world is not all about one person. This isn't even your world. It's God's world that He created. So remember that. Okay. Let's talk. Let's have some real talk first. You know, I'm going to talk about visitors. And you have heard this before. Visitors and fish stinks after 3 days. If it's a situation where someone has told you to stay out of their yard, stay away from their house, and you should do it regardless of the situation. It could be a woman or man there that you're trying to see, and they're living with someone else. Well, when the person that owns or rents that house say go, that means go. See, that's how so many people get hurt. And it makes you a troublemaker. It interferes with relationships. It makes everybody just plain groggy within the home. See, that's where the peaceful ritual comes from. I have a peaceful ritual. See, everybody is not following book. All of us are not following book or nothing. It's knowledge, the know-how, the talent, the gift. See, that's what I'm talking about right here. When you're told to go, go, and don't come back. Let's talk about a situation. Let's say you have someone visiting this place. I want to visit this place. You have heard so many bad things about this woman. And you look it up. We have a way of finding out things. You look it up or whatever, and you find out it's true. Let's say if they're molesting children. Let's say if they have raped someone. Okay, then what you're going to do, of course, is get them away from around you or her, because situations can turn pretty bad. See, a real woman or a real man is going to know when to step away. Some are just foolish in this world. We don't live in a world anymore where people listen. We don't live in a world anymore where we can leave our home and leave the door unlocked. We can't do that anymore because we have these bad people. But if you are in a situation where you want to get rid of someone out of your house, you must first, the brown chicken egg or the hen. Yes. The name is on it, and it's cast to the west over the house, cursing it. I don't know if some of your language is here, I don't know how you express it.
I'm making work. And that stuff pop on the roof. If it go over the house and hit the ground, it's fine. Leave it.
Okay. Secondly, take a separate track. Of course, if you have sand, there's going to be a foot track. If they come in with muddy shoes, like even on pavement, we have a foot track. You get that foot track up. Get one, the left.
Put it in a bag. You can scoop it up. It may fall apart. That's fine. Put it in a bag and cast it in the water. And you take the other to the graveyard.
Yes, that's what you do. Take the other to the graveyard and bury it. And put a little sign over it with their name and red ink. Of course, that's going to disappear within an hour after you do it, that name. But I bet that you won't have any problems with the nuisance anymore. So that's a powerful kind of tip. I usually wouldn't give one that leads to the graveyard, but I figured I'd give some of you evil people a treat. Okay. Let's talk about another situation. A situation for the workers now. You have a client. You have been dealing for some time. Yes, you're making money off of it. And you have special ones that are trying to help other people. And they talk to you about it. Okay, you find out on the line that the client is no good. Well, you don't lash out on the one, you know, that's sitting to you. But you get that one that's causing the problem. Because with some of us, if we're even angered a little bit, it sends us into the twilight zone. When I say the twilight zone, I'm talking about the spirit world, where we just see everything. And everybody else's cases may be in danger. Because once you go into there, you're going to be looking at everybody else's mistakes. You're already angry. And you're looking at everybody else's mistakes, and anything could happen. Case of it happened, work zone could be messed up. So be careful, workers. Don't let non-caring, deadbeat clients try to fool you. Okay. Being thankful for getting help. If somebody was nice enough to try to speak to you getting some help and calling somebody, asking, look, can I please just send them to you? Show them some appreciation. At least give them a thank you. Especially if it's a financial thing that's going on with you. And, you know, I'm dealing with some of that right now. When you get on your feet, you give them thanks. Do something nice for them. Don't just do what you got to do, and then you don't call them anymore. That's not right. Okay.
I have gotten that out. You do that, you're good. But just please be careful when you go into the graveyard, okay? I don't want you hurting yourself. All right, let's try interfering people. People that want to know everything that you're doing, being nosy. All they want is something to talk about again. The confusion starters, the troublemakers. Please, that it's not even worth you getting messed up over. Okay, confusion comes. Let's give an example of this confusion. Talking behind a smart effect. Another one. Running away in the house. You're trying to prove a point. This person don't want to talk with you, but you're going to come and stand in front of their house and just look and show them, look, I'm coming anyway. That's a big no-no. That's a big no-no right there, because a trap could be set for you. My words are, you don't know
who a person knows, who the person they know knows. You don't even know what they do, how they do it, or if they are the worker themselves. That's right. Totally right. And you should always remember that. When you're snickering and talking about somebody walking up a street or in a store, you don't think they hear you. They hear you. And more than likely, it's somebody you know and you're jealous of them. Jealousy is an ugly thing. And it could be uglier if they lash out at you. Trouble. Okay, let's talk about the church. Giving, giving, and more giving. Okay, you take your tithes and your offerings to the church. But is your mind into the church? You have to ask yourself these things. You want to be a part of something in the church, but you have to go in the right way. Even if you're just reading the scripture, you have to be right, because God will give you a beating. And that beating that you get, you might not be able to handle it. May not come that day, but it's coming. Telling lies within the church. You know, I've seen this. Yes, we do, some of us, involve ourselves in church. We need a break from you all sometimes. So that hour and a half or whatever gives us relaxation, and it makes us stronger for your cases. Oh, yes, God has a lot to do with root work, voodoo. All of it is the same, and that's the root work. Voodoo, Santeria, which is the weakest form of voodoo. Speaking of Santeria, before I finish, you know, I know quite a few people that love Santeria. I mean, it works, but it's weak. And somebody has used this against someone that I'm seeing this. So, I won't say, leave it alone, because when they catch up with you, they're coming strong. See, we as workers have to know everything. We have to know all magic and conjuring. Say if someone is being beat up with witchcraft, we have to go stronger. And, you know, it's ignorant people that say that this is all the same. It is not the same. It's not the same. It's different things done. What about Satanism? Is that the same? You're just purely working for the devil. And we have to know about that. Yes, I know a lot about that. I know a lot about demonology, how it works. Okay, now, when we get back to something I was saying earlier, I'm all over the map now because I want to get everything out in the open. Client, you know, we put up with a lot from you, and some of us are kind-hearted, lady-hearted, don't want to say too much to you. But, client, when you sit there and dispute us on something and get a nasty attitude, then we have no choice but to lash out. There was a situation the other night that I had to call somebody down. The client called the worker and said, I want to make a payment. See, being good enough to allow you to make a payment is not good enough for someone. It's not good enough. See, you want the whole nine yards if you know it all. Well, I want to say it. The woman is an alcoholic. Oh, yes. Drinking. You do not take care of business. And you are under the influence of alcohol. Now, the argument was the numbers that's
between MoneyGram and Walmart to Walmart. So from my understanding, it's 9 for Walmart to Walmart, and it's 8 for plain MoneyGram. But when you get a smart answer from a client, and they say, that's fair, I don't see why you can't go out and get it. We do our business the way that we want to do. And I want to put this out here. This is our business. Now, you can't tell us what to do. So, to make a long story short, it all ended up with the worker getting angry and speaking a curse, which has taken an effect already. See, they brought that on themselves. There's nothing that can clear it. And some of us that are head honchos and this kind of work, we can block you. Anything anybody else do for you, it is not going to work. See, we're going to get our payment one way or the other. Because, like I said, we put our lives on the line for you. We go through a whole lot of stuff that I wouldn't even mention. Dangerous thing. If you go to Denny's, Burger King, if you go to Belk, aren't you going to pay full price for your stuff? You're not going to bring it out of that store. Something that costs $50 and you're offering $10, do you think that you're going to bring it out of the store? See, that's why so many people that need help is not going to get too much help then. Because we're not going to work with you because of people like this. With Miss Irma, South Carolina. Okay, the people that owe. And every time it's an amount, they want the work done. But every time it's an amount over $200 and they got about 3 or 4 jobs and put up for stuff like this, there's a problem. It's a car insurance. It's the life of the rich. And they have already told on themselves and said, I got everything set up. But when it comes to that, they want something free. All that is, workers, is that they want you to keep working for them and put more money in their pocket. And what kind of good results can you get with a small payment of $23? You can't get good results with that because we're not going to go over. We're not going to use somebody else's stock, what we got for them to work with. No, we're not going to do that. Say you drive buses, work restaurants, factories. You have built. And if it weren't for one of us, you wouldn't have built the way that you did, because you were dead in the dirt. Okay, another example. All because of ignorance being there for a young person, which is closely related to them, it gave them a scare. They thought their child was shot or stabbed. They thought the child was shot or stabbed. But the child is all right. I want to let everybody know. This child is okay, but it comes person that, you know, thinks that a little is going to go a long way. When we do the work with what you're saying, then guess what? Guess what? There's no more. There's no more. There's no more work done. It's like your case is on the freeze. Now, prices vary among people and situations. Everybody's is not the same. So if you just have to open your mouth to somebody, don't be telling them a price, because no two cases are alike. I thought that, you know, I would preach on that just a little bit. No two prices are alike. And I'm going to go back to something else in a minute. Now, that first kind of tip, you do that at your own risk. But if you want them out of there bad enough, I know what you're going to do.
within the next day or two. All right. Our children are very vulnerable. And it's gifted babies coming into this world, and always has been. You look for the signs, the earliness in everything that they do, what they're trying to show you. Some babies are born to see things that you cannot see. I was one of them. See things that you can't see. And some parents ignore that. Let's talk about this. Ladies, and some older ones doing it too. I'm talking to the young ladies. Ladies, do not put anything or anybody in front of your baby. Do not put a man in front of your baby. You're willing to go lay down in the woods, sleep on broken chairs, sleeping on picnic tables and everything. Just be with that man while your baby is at home crying and wanting mommy. See, the baby is the most important thing to you now, especially your first. All of them are important. You got your first. You should be excited and want to see everything that this special baby does. Everybody is trying to help you, and you're just doing nothing with yourself. When family talks to you young people, it's because they love you, not to nag you, not to make you feel bad, but to get you to do better so that you can be successful. Some of them is just for, you know, letting other people see, look who I have raised. A doctor, look who I've raised, a lawyer. I have raised a respectable child. But, parents, you got to know that your children do have different personalities. And the least little thing that they're all getting was the wrong people is the main thing. I think I said a mouthful. Okay, let's talk about something else. Oh, the time really flies. But let's talk about something else. The casket being here in the house for conduct, and the casket, well, one casket has been sealed. Okay. And you were so money hungry, let's say you were so money hungry, you went and got everything out the man's house. I was talking about putting the wrong thing in somebody's food. That's what happened in this situation. Wrong thing in somebody's food. You killed them. You went ahead and had them cremated. You went ahead and cleaned the house out, giving away the stuff. The stuff needs to be thrown away, especially if it's a tormented spirit. Now, I have to talk to you about this. Do not take a dead person's stuff, especially if they were tormented or had a mental illness before they died. And especially do not eat their food. Even if they like beer, don't drink their beer. All of that needs to be thrown away because it's only going to bring destruction. See, it could be evil people that's doing it. Just crossing over. To get revenge on somebody else. You can't get success off of a tormented spirit because they were tormented. It's not going to bring you nothing but bad luck. And you're not hurting your neighbor or whoever you're trying to hurt. You are hurting yourself. So it's best you think about that. Well, you must think you're fun, honey. Oh, just wait. In about 3 to 4 days, you won't be flying so high. And it's happening now. Stuff that the living cherish here on earth, it's not going to last when they pass away. Example, you can have a soul of someone
They didn't want you to have that stove. Guess what? It will catch on fire or it'll just knock off. Car. I've seen this. The car just start working. No one can find anything wrong with it. Nothing. Okay. That was a mouthful. But you're still trying to pick at the nape. When are you going to leave these people alone? And I'm talking to somebody. When are you going to leave these people alone? You can't move them. You can't kill them all. So you need to use your common sense and say, well, I am going on with my life and try to save it while I can. The time that you waste trying to hurt somebody else is time that you could be using to straighten yourself up. It's time that you could be using to wash clothes. It's time that you could be using to spend time with your children if you have them. It is time that you all wake up. Yes, I said from time to time that I was going to talk about past workers. Well, this is one that lived in the 1600s. I'm not even going to go into numbers, but I'm going to tell you he was spectacular along with his wife because he had knowledge of all of these things. You have to have knowledge of all things, and you have to be open to learning more. You have to learn more every day. If you're a true worker, you're not afraid to experiment either, because you know what to use and what not to use. And to all of you all that have these stupid things, that I see you on call. The voodoo walk place. And some of the stuff that I have seen in there, it will get someone killed. I saw a conjure tip for money. And that is meant to be done to bring war. So whoever uses that, all power to you. I salute you. Because you have destruction coming very soon. Now, as for my kids again, anybody that messes with my kids, and when I say my kids, it's my client's kids. So they are all my kids. Anybody, any teacher, principal, preacher, whoever it is that messes with my kids, I will strike out. And I hope that I am heard. I will strike out. Like I said last week, teachers don't take the personal problems to school. And the reason you might have personal problems is because you pissed off someone's parent. You have messed with someone's child. So before you decide to teach, think about it. Is this for you? And think about what level you want to teach. Because the older the children are, the more opinionated they are. Now, as of next Sunday, I will be taking callers in the beginning of the show to anyone that wants to call. Now, look, we're almost at the end of this episode. I hope that you have learned something today. I hope that you learned from all of my episodes. Yes, you can broadcast it. Whatever. If I stepped on toes, so what? I come direct. It was not designed to do that, but you could. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. I hope that you're blessed and enjoy your week. And, Mama, I give you a big shout-out. I love you so very much. You don't know how important you are. You just don't know. So, I'm saying goodbye.